you care, Thanksgiving either way? Would you rather be at home? I mean, does it matter to you?
Football field is my home. There's a lot of turkeys out there. So I'm gonna go get me some. No, you know what? The thing is, I've had pretty good success on the holidays, actually. You know, I think I won 2 on Christmas, 2 on Thanksgiving so far. So I've had pretty good days.
Yeah. So it doesn't really, I mean, the short week, you don't mind too much because you got all that time off afterwards, huh?
Nah, it's just on the body, you know. The thing is, it's trying to recover. But I live by myself, so I'm fine. All these guys with families might be upset, but, you know, I go over their house and eat. But, you know, the thing is it's about coming together as a group. They got to go through the same situation, and we have the guys to go and do it, you know. I honestly believe we just had the best practice we've had on offense all season today. The ball hit the ground one time. That was a bad throw. But other than that, I mean, everybody was crisp. They was clean, no mistakes. And, you know, the backs ran hard. The quarterbacks made the right reason. The receivers caught the ball. It was honestly, I feel it was the best practice we've had all season.
Where'd it come from? Just lack of sleep?
No, you know what? The thing is, this time of year, man, you got to focus a lot more. I don't see how you can focus anymore. I try to play the same way every week, no matter what the situation. And we knew we had a short week going in, and our coaches, you know, crammed the game plan together. And, you know, I like it. I think it really fits the strengths of our football team, and it's something we can go out there and do and go out there and produce.
I know after the game Sunday, you said you had to come up with something to motivate these guys to get things going. Have you done anything different this week, or have you done anything to?
You know what? You really shouldn't have to, honestly. I mean, you shouldn't have to motivate anybody in this business. You should be blessed. You should be happy and blessed that you're in the position you're in as a professional athlete. I count my blessings every day, and I don't never want to take it for granted. And that's what I tell those guys all the time. You know, you could be working down the street at the gas station or throwing boxes somewhere or doing the streets or something. But, you know, we have a dream job, and you need to take advantage of it, because one day the dream, you're going to wake up. You know what I'm saying? The dream's going to be over. So you better take advantage of it. And I think as a group, we just really trying to do it for the guy next to us and really focus on him instead of on ourselves.
So you said you go to somebody else's house to eat. Who's the best cook then? Is there anyone?
It depends. It depends. I'm not going to put anybody out there. But Dwayne Carswell's wife used to cook real well, but they're not here anymore. So they jacked up my Thanksgiving, man. I don't know who made that call. They messed up my Thanksgiving. But,
no. You play college ball in that part of the country.
I always had to buy a lot of freaking tickets. I only got 14, I think, this week, so it should be fine. Plus, I'll get to see my daughter, so that'll be great. I always get to see her when we go up there, and a bunch of friends from college. And so, you know, I usually play really well. In that stadium, I usually play really well. We've been losing a lot of those games, though, unfortunately. But they're a great home football team. And, you know, holiday, it'll be louder than probably I've ever heard it. And it's a great challenge for us as a team and really see where we are.
I know this phrase is thrown around loosely, you know, statement game. But when you look at the short week, given the history you guys have had in Kansas City, how tough it is to win there, coming off the tough loss you did. I mean, if you guys can rally back from all those circumstances and win this game, is this – a statement game for you guys?
Every game is a statement game. So it ain't anything different than the last week or the week before. They're all the same to me. You only get 16 of them. That's the only thing you're guaranteed. And if you want any more, you have to play well. And this is one of those games, the division team, and we really need this game. I mean, at the same time, they really need this game. So it's always like that, no matter who we play. It's always like that. The stakes are always the same. They're always very high. It just so happens that everybody in the country is going to be watching, you know, after they're all fat and sitting on the couch and, you know, sitting there, some guy with his hands stuck in his pants watching the game.
Sound like you've been there.
Sounds like Gary.
I don't watch TV. I try not to watch so much TV. Probably you guys in the press box. But, it's one of those, you know, it's an opportunity, man. We played national TV last week, and we didn't finish the way we need to finish, and we got a chance to redeem ourselves. So we need to go out and redeem ourselves.
Brad, how's your ankle feeling?
It's okay. I mean, it's okay. That's all I can say right now.
Is it tough? I mean, short week. You don't have much time to heal.
You know, put some duct tape on it. I'll be all right. Duct tape helps everything. I've seen people put their windshields in with duct tape and all that. So,
see my car.
Yeah. Probably. It probably was your car. No, I mean, you know what? Hopefully it'll be okay. Right now I'm just slow going right now, but I'll be all right.
The biggest thing you guys have to do against them offensively, points were so tough to come by the first time you played them this year.
But we won.
Yep.
Find a way to win. That's what you got to worry about. can't worry about. They're playing real well on defense. They really are. They're flying around. We had to control the tempo of the game, especially at their place. It's always a storm the first 7 minutes. Same way I told them when we played the Raiders, the first 7 minutes in their place is going to be loud. You ain't going to hear nothing. And you can't give them a couple plays here and there, no big returns, none of that. You got to weather the storm the first 7 minutes, make everybody calm down, and then we got to take over the game. You know, and it's always that way. Every time we've ever played there, it's been that way.